So what does being patient-centric mean?
Well, it's another name for integrated medicine, which is what I do, is individualised or personalised medicine. Mm-hmm. Because as a conventional GP, which I did for 18 years, I've seen this epidemic of people getting sicker and sicker, and there's really not many options to help them. The other thing I was seeing was a lot of younger and younger people with no energy. I mean, they should have, you know, the most energy out of all of us. And I realised, along with that and, you know, my own health issues and conventional medicine failing my health issues, I realised there's something going on here. So I looked into integrative medicine, and it's another name for it's nutritional, environmental, and really gets into dealing with people on a personalised level and dealing with them as a whole. So another name's holistic medicine. So, you know, with conventional medicine, what generally happens is that you go with a symptom and they follow this pathway, and that pathway says, right, for that symptom, you give that medication. So it's just really kind of a blanket approach for everyone.
Okay, so how is integrative medicine different to that?
So integrative medicine, the best way I can describe it is to use an analogy. And if you think of your symptom or tiredness or not being optimally well as being like the warning light on your car dashboard, conventional medicine's approach is just to take that bulb out by giving you a tablet or a cream, kind of a head in the sand ambulance at the bottom of a cliff approach. Integrative medicine, we get underneath your car bonnet to find out, you know, why that warning light's come on.
Oh, I know which mechanic I'd like to rather go to, but anyway, so what other symptoms are we looking at?
Well, you know, any symptom that says, you know, not feeling having as much energy as you did in your 20s, because we should really have as much energy whatever age we are. It's a myth that we should get as, you know, tired as we do when we get older. You know, having a little bit of pain, having a bit of tiredness, not sleeping well, they're all, you know, they're all symptoms at the end of the day. So any symptom really means that something's going on and we need to get to the bottom of it, and you can't just ignore it.
So what is the challenge for this week?
So my challenge this week is to just breathe. You know, it seems such a simple thing, but breathing can make such a difference to your life, because what it does is it turns on the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and repair nervous system, which hardly any of us have got these days. We're all running around with the fight or flight nervous system, which is shutting down our guts and causing a lot of gut health issues, shutting down reproductions. So that's why we're seeing a bit of an infertility epidemic as well. So all you have to do is belly breathe. So, you know, as a kid, I was taught to stand with my shoulders back, belly in, head back. You know, some of that advice is good, but belly in's really bad advice. And if you look at some of the women's clothing out there, it's really tight and restricts our breathing. So, you know, I always tell women, let it hang out, let those bellies hang out and get that good belly breathing going so you can rest and repair your body.